From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Abby Larico. Cold temperatures have already hit the St. Louis region, and with that will come increased use of natural gas to heat homes. Ameren Illinois says changes to their local gas storage fields will help customers save money.
The business case is just so solid for these. I mean, not only are we improving the health of the facility, which improves the reliability for our customers, we're actually lowering our operating costs by doing this.
Coming up after this news on The Gateway, STLPR's Will Bauer takes a look at changes to those storage fields and how they affect downstate Illinois natural gas bills. A lot of news to navigate related to Missouri's new congressional map and the legal challenges surrounding it. First, state lawmakers did pass a more Republican-friendly map back in September, breaking the norm by redrawing districts mid-decade. Now, a Cole County judge says it is okay for the Missouri legislature to have done that, though several plaintiffs sued, arguing that the Missouri Constitution didn't authorize them to redraw districts in the middle of the decade. Circuit Judge Christopher Limbaugh upheld the map this week, saying there's also no constitutional prohibition on mid-decade redistricting. Plaintiffs plan to appeal. The group People Not Politicians has also been collecting signatures to force the issue onto the ballot, and that appeal appears to have been working. People Not Politicians dropped off roughly 300,000 signatures yesterday to Secretary of State Denny Hoskins' office in Jefferson City. That's nearly three times as many needed to put the new map up for a statewide vote next year. While Hoskins could try to block the referendum, People Not Politicians' Richard Von Glahn says he doubts that would pass muster in court.
The Secretary of State should do the job of that office, which is to process this paperwork, allow the local election authorities to validate the signatures, and then voters should get the final say here.
If People Not Politicians has enough signatures and efforts to block the referendum fail, the map can't go into effect until a successful statewide vote. Hoskins has said he won't come to a decision on whether to try to block the referendum until late July. Also this week, a federal judge dismissed the lawsuit from Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway seeking to block the referendum, in part saying it wasn't an issue for federal court. Former St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is defending her use of public funds to pay the cost of a previous ethics case against her. STLPR's Rachel Littman has more on Tuesday's disciplinary hearing.
Gardner admitted in 2022 that she broke legal ethics rules while prosecuting former Governor Eric Greitens. She later asked to use the circuit attorney's budget to reimburse $5,000 in costs and penalties. That eventually caught the attention of federal prosecutors and prompted a second ethics investigation. The Office of Chief Disciplinary Counsel says Gardner inappropriately used public money to cover what were personal expenses. Her attorneys say she had run her desire to be reimbursed past an experienced ethics lawyer who did not believe it violated state rules. A three-person panel will make a disciplinary recommendation to the state Supreme Court. Its judges have the final say. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Tracy says he's staying on the job another 3 years. Tracy signed a three-year contract extension this week, running until January of 2029 and raising his current salary of $175,000 to $183,000. Tracy also currently receives $100,000 in bonus pay from the St. Louis Police Foundation, but that is expected to be discontinued. The Board of Police Commissioners approved the deal unanimously last week. According to the department, since Tracy's arrival, the city has seen a 42% decline in violent crime and a 31% decline in homicides. Three tornado-damaged buildings in the St. Louis Public Schools District will reopen in January. The Board of Education voted unanimously last night to reopen Washington Montessori Elementary, Yateman Lydell Middle, and Beaumont High. The district will also reopen Hickey Elementary in time for the next school year. The remaining damaged schools, which include Soldan International Studies and Sumner High, as well as Ashland Elementary, will need another year of repairs. The reopenings are, though, a sign of recovery after a destructive EF3 tornado blew through St. Louis nearly 7 months ago now. The Missouri State Board of Education said it will support open enrollment ahead of the upcoming legislative session in Jefferson City. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports on what this would mean for Missouri students.
Voluntary open enrollment would allow families to send their students to school districts of their choice and not the one they live in. It has historically passed the House and routinely fails to pass the Senate and reach the governor's desk. But this year, the Missouri State School Board included its support for the policy despite pushback from some board members. Michael Matusik of Kansas City says he supports open enrollment but voted against the measure.
You know, the State Board of Education supports legislation on voluntary public school open enrollment that is based on best practices as determined by DESE and stakeholders. Like, that's not a very clear position statement on open enrollment, in my opinion.
The board said it would provide more specific guidance on open enrollment in the new year. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Construction is underway on a pediatric mental health hospital in Webster Groves. Builders topped out the 77-bed building Tuesday. Kim O'Connor-Soul is the senior inpatient officer for Camber, which is the company that will provide inpatient care at the facility. Camber is part of KVC Health, which will operate the facility alongside St. Louis Children's Hospital. She says the lack of nearby treatment options for pediatric mental health patients means families have had to seek beds hours away.
Too many young people are struggling and too few resources are available. Families in crisis are searching for solutions that they can't find or that they don't exist.
The Webster Groves Council last year unanimously approved zoning changes needed to build the new facility, which is set to open in 2026. The Missouri Department of Transportation celebrated the completion of the first section of the Interstate 64 widening project yesterday as part of the I-70 Wentzville to Warrenton improvement work. As St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports, there is still more work to be done.
MoDOT workers have added a third lane to a five-mile stretch of Interstate 64 from Route K to Winghaven Boulevard. This stretch of the highway is set to open before the end of the year, and another 5 miles will be completed next summer. This is part of a larger project, adding an additional lane of traffic and making improvements to I-70 from Wentzville to Warrenton that is scheduled to conclude in December 2028. Eric Kapinski is the Improve I-70 Program Director.
For the next couple years, there will still be significant work taking place while we make these improvements. And so that's our message to travelers is really from Wentzville to Warrenton, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Construction will be ongoing on several stretches of I-70. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listener support is St. Louis Public Radio's largest source of revenue and makes podcasts like The Gateway possible. Show your support for regional news by making a gift at stlpr.org, and thanks.
With the cold weather hitting the St. Louis region in the past 2 weeks, Illinoisans have been using more natural gas to heat their homes. In the last 6 years, Ameren has been working to renovate its natural gas storage fields to make them more efficient for the company and, they say, save customers money. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer recently toured one of the fields near Freeburg and has this report.
Before sub-freezing temperatures prompted Metro East residents to turn on their heat, Ameren employees had nearly topped off their massive container of natural gas.
Okay, this is the facility that we use to both push the gas in the ground and withdraw it in the wintertime.
That's Tim Eggers. He's Ameren's Director of Gas Storage in Illinois. He's walking through the storage field near Freeburg.
There's an 18-inch diameter transmission pipeline that takes the natural gas into the load area, which is, you know, the Metro East service territory. So we're covering every town from Belleville all the way up to Collinsville, Edwardsville.
The storage site in St. Clair County is one of 12 Ameren has for Illinois service. The utility company buys natural gas from places like Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Pennsylvania, and even Canada. While the company is well connected via a massive pipeline network, Ameren doesn't have complete control over natural gas prices.
And pretty much if you're seeing those 0-degree temperatures, you're seeing the gas market very, very high. And that's when our value really, you know, shows itself.
And that's why the company has invested in their storage fields. At this one near Freeburg, Ameren can store 1.9 billion cubic feet of gas. From April to October, they will buy gas when it's cheap and save it for winter. Before this year's winter weather, Ameren purchased gas at $3 per million British thermal units, or MBTUs. During this past January's nasty cold spell, prices reached $20. During wintertime, Ameren will supply gas to homes all over downstate Illinois. That's 60% from the storage fields and 40% that's coming directly from the pipeline network, generally at a higher price. Brad Kleppel is Ameren's Senior Director of Gas Services.
The business case is just so solid for these. I mean, they not only are we improving the health of the facility, which improves the reliability for our customers, we're actually lowering our operating costs by doing this.
The storage fields require a very specific set of geological factors, mainly sandstone. Basically, Ameren pumps natural gas down hundreds of feet into the rock. Because sandstone is so porous, it can absorb and store natural gas. In 2019, Ameren started experimenting with a way to make this technology more efficient. It's called horizontal drilling. Again, here's Kleppel.
Instead of just drilling straight down into it vertically, where you just have access to that area around that wellhead, you actually drill down into that zone, and then you angle the drill bit, and then you go horizontal right through the center of that for like another 1,000 or 2,000 feet.
The idea here is that Ameren can take up a lot less space on the surface. Near Freiburg, they went from 81 to 18 wells and 4,600 acres to 10. The final phase of this change was one part of Ameren's rate request to the Illinois Commerce Commission this year. Late last month, the state regulators cut Ameren's request from nearly $130 million to around $70. Abe Scar, who directs the Illinois Public Interest Research Group, says these modernization efforts may help. However, he says they may be limited in their ability to control prices.
If gas prices rise significantly overall, there's no amount of arbitrage that you can do that's going to, you know, completely shield people from the ups and downs of gas prices, which tend to be highly volatile.
Illinois has also committed to transition away from greenhouse gases. Scar says the utility company could lead the way in the transition toward heating homes with electricity.
Some level of investment is necessary, and we need to keep the gas system safe while we're using it. But we should really be reducing our investment in it, not increasing it.
With the Commerce Commission's decision, Ameren still anticipates completing the conversion near Freiburg on time next year. But the same efforts at the storage field further away near Centralia could be delayed. In Freiburg, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.